Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him is.
To seek
out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Interface complete.
I gotta put my hat down real low on this one. Yeah. I got my black hat on, I got it down real low. I got my all black on right now. Yeah. Black Gucci Chuck Taylors, let's go. I'm so hood with it. Yeah. You know they say, can anything good come from the hood? Be Jack to talk to
him. Yeah, I'm from the hood. North Memphis, Scudderville, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I grew up on the street where they sold their goods. Pimpin' players on the block, deep doors, man, they moving them rocks. But everybody from the hood ain't a thug, ain't never went to jail, but selling no drugs. That doesn't mean they done some wrong in the life. I went to church on Sunday and I still wasn't right. But all I'm trying to say, there's a better way, and I'm trying to show you Christ is the way. Lord, you've been so good to me. I want to tell everybody about you, Lord Jesus. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, so throw your hand in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, so throw your hand in the air, let them know that you care.
If the last should be first, that mean the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laugh at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last, so the hood can't let him back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let him back us up. Wait. Hold on, yeah, we said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the stars, two steps through them yesterday. It's good in the hood, everybody said, hey. So we lean on the solid rock. God love the hood, I know he love my block, yeah. 45th and Lloyd Street, God love the hood, I know he love me.
God love the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your hand in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah. God love the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your hand in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah.
And I know Jay killed the auto-tune, but I'm just tuning up this auto, give me walking room. Yeah, they keep questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, show them love back. Yeah, they questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, now do you love them back? Huh? Do you love them back? Yeah, yeah, God love the hood.
It's nothing like it. Woo!
like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheer. I done put it down all across Florida. Yep. Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia. Go. A few shows, did me a favor. Now my name busting all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense. Google Ashwood. Leave comments.
Yep.
Need the feedback. No sleep. You know what I go by. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step, though. My man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West.
What up,
Silk? Tyree got me live in DC. Progression. About to drop the DVD. It's no half-stepping. Check my SoundClick page. Get my whole collection. I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheer. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable. Thought about quitting, but I kept spitting.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm making beats. / engineering. Clean you up, who's the first contestant?
Uh-huh.
Independent thing, making wise investments.
Vibe with me.
This my story.
Uh-huh.
I holla at 10 for the pup party.
What up, 10?
If the people ain't hyped yet, I tore down shows. Even when they messed up my mic check.
Yep.
The show must go on, relax. Even under pressure,
pressure.
I pull a rabbit out the hat. I'm the musician. See the competition,
yep.
Kapoof, disappear. Ashwood is the truth,
the truth.
I got the sound that'll raise the roof.
Hey,
yo, Swagger, pass me the goose. I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheer.
All right, people, y'all already know what the day is. This is Featured Indie Friday. Yes, sir. We got Miss Sindrin Maruat. I always like to say her name because I always probably be saying it wrong. But, yeah, we got an extremely special spoken word. I always mess that up, too. I want to say poet. Kind of same thing, though. A.K.A. Miss Old Poetry, you know what I'm saying, going down live on the show today. She already checked in, you know what I'm saying, she early up on the show today. She checked in, so we wait for a couple more people to come on through, man. Y'all come on through, bless the show, make sure you call in if you want to talk to her live, 347-237-5125. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady coming up in early, you know what I'm saying, that's how we do. And let me drop a little quick ad on you, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to play this quick single that Harry Spears sent to me, you know what I'm saying? He sent me a new song, you know what I'm saying, for Britney Spears. So I got a new song I'm going to be premiering real quick, you know what I'm saying? Then we're going to get into the interview. Feature Indie Friday. We do this each and every Friday, you know what I'm saying? Right here live. So y'all check it out. A couple more minutes, man. We got a couple of hits. We're going to get out the way, and then, of course, you know what I'm saying, we're going to let her shine. Yeah, Miss Old Poetry's in the building. Drop a little quick commercial on y'all, man. Got to pay the bills, you know. okay.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click. Oh, wait.
With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. Maybe I... No.
damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications.
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
So all y'all AOL users out there, you know what I'm saying? I used to work for AOL, so believe you me, that is a true commercial right there. It sounds funny, but yeah, that is kind of true. So finna get to this new Britney Spears worldwide exclusive right here. Harry Spears sent me this, y'all. Yeah, you will not hear this on the motherfucking radio, but yeah, you will hear it on my radio. This is Wrecking the Game Radio, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize. And let's get into it, y'all. This is new Britney Spears. Oh, man. I'll send this to you for your show.
Oh, booby, booby, my chest was supposed to grow. My cleavage wasn't right, no. My boobies, boobies, my breasts are complete. Lethal. And now my sweater's tight, yeah. Surgery, I want to be a D. Bigger memories, I want them to show now. No B-plus. My chest flatness was killing me. And I must confess, I paid for these. Hey, buddy. I look 32. I'm just a child, I am a crime. Make my boobies one more size. Oh, baby.
My bad, my bad. Yeah, y'all know that was the new, you know what I'm saying? That was just sent to me, you know, by Harry Spears, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate that, Harry, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up, that's what's up, you know. He be sending me exclusives like that, you know, every once in a while, you know what I'm saying? He'll send me some exclusives. And don't forget, y'all, you know what I'm saying, a little bit after the interview, you know, I got enough time left. We do got the nutty news today, you know what I'm saying, it's going down. Well, I give y'all the nutty news from all around the world. Matter of fact, that's what I'm going to do. Since we got a couple of minutes, you got about 15 minutes until we get into the interview with Miss Soul Poetry. So what I'm going to do, so we can go ahead and dedicate the rest of the show. To her, and I'm gonna get my nutty news out of the way. How about that? Yeah, hand clap. No, I don't need one. I'm all right, people. Shouts out to my retarded co-host, you know what I'm saying, aka Timmy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what's up, homie? Yeah, he be holding that in the absence of Miss Tasha Triple X, you know what I'm saying? Since she ain't here, he, you know, he doing what he got to do, man. Let me walk over here real quick and get this. Start real quick. Let me start my music real quick. Y'all already know what time it is. All right, get that started. All right, we're gonna get this out of the way, y'all. This is the Nutty News Today, provided to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. Is this your first time ever hearing this news? And I promise you, this is the nuttiest news you will ever hear. We do got Miss Sidrin Marwat in the building, people. It's going down. Featured on a Friday. Shouts out to At Home Biz Radio up in here. You know what I'm saying? That's what it do. Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah, man, business time, y'all. Y'all already know where my porn music at. Y'all got to excuse me 1 second. Cue my porn music up. Porn music is provided you in part by Taboo Porn Music. For all your latest and greatest porn, go find Taboo Porn. There you go. All right, we're going to get this thing started so we can get it out the way. Y'all, 15 minutes of the news. And then I will give y'all the whole rundown on the featured artist. All right. All right, there we go. Here we go. Crank my ish up. And we starting this thing in Wisconsin, y'all. Yeah, I tell y'all, I'm from the 813 Tampa Bay Flow. We duh. But I bring you news all the way around the world. And I do mean the world. All right, so we're going to start this thing off in Wisconsin. Well, a man is arrested for trespassing on his own land. That sounds like Florida right now. Oh, my bad. Jeremy Inkle King. People got fucked up names. But will appear in Douglas County Court this afternoon and face a trespassing charge. But here's the kicker. The superior man allegedly trespassed on his own property. Yeah, Inkle King, 27, aimed to hunt deer Wednesday morning when he noticed a pipeline crew on his land. He hopped on his ATV and told workers that they had no right to be on his property because he had received no compensation from Enbridge Energy Partners LP for an easement. Inkle King said workers told him he was in an unsafe place and asked him to come to an equipment staging area where he continued to argue his case. But just as he was turning to leave, Inkle King said an officer from the Douglas County Sheriff's Department arrived on the scene and approached with a taser drawn. He ordered me to get down on the ground now, and he said that I was being arrested, yeah, for trespassing on his own shit. Yeah, that's the same thing as a dude. Y'all, I know y'all heard about that. The dude got he got arrested for breaking into his own house. Yeah, locked his keys in. You know what I'm saying? One nosy neighbor, you know what I'm saying? Sit up there and called the police. Probably just a hater on him anyways. Yeah, police came and arrested the man. Even after showing ID that it was his home. Yeah. Anyways, y'all. Guess what? The Jews back Muslims on a minaret. What the hell is a minaret ban? Anybody can tell me what a minaret, M-I-N-A-R-E-T. What the hell is that? Okay. Citing religious discrimination, a diverse coalition of Jewish organizations is objecting to Switzerland's ban of minarets on local mosques. Oh, that's them little things at the top of them. Okay. Swiss voters this week approved by a strong majority a referendum outlawing the construction of minarets. The measure, pushed by the right-wing Swiss People's Party, whoever the hell knows what that fuck that is, all right, was supported by 50% of the population. However, Jewish organizations, realizing that a crackdown on Islam could have repercussions for Jews as well, have to come to the defense of Muslim worshippers, arguing that the Swiss's moves was unjustifiable. Rabbi Pinchas Duner, executive director of the Conference of European Rabbis and Orthodox Organization, said a war on religious freedom cannot defeat Islamic extremists. I mean, those two words, people, do not go together. War and religion. Why? What? Where the hell them two words go together at? All right. But if they using both of them in the same sentence like that, that means something. Yeah, a war on religious freedom cannot defeat Islamic extremists. All right. Okay, people, that makes no sense because, yeah. I mean, if you go on the war, how in the hell is that in the... That's like the Christian Crusades back in the days. How in the hell is you murdering motherfuckers in the name of the Lord? Where did that make any sense at? Somebody raise their hand, please. Don't raise it too high. You're going to hit your hand on the top of the ship. But, yeah. That just kind of dumbfounds me. That's, you know, all right. Anyways, y'all, let's go to Houston, Texas. Well, don't forget, coming up January 1st, man, I'm going to be in Texas right in front of motherfucking Bush's home with my whole truckload of patented leather tennis shoes that I got from the dude that threw them at his ass originally and missed. But I will not be missing this time. So, yeah, I have about 100,000 shoes. If you'd like to join me on the front of your lawn, well, actually, we're going to be outside the gates because, you know, shit, you can't get up into that estate. And the stroke of 12 o'clock, we're going to be throwing chucking shoes to try to hit Bush, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully he be standing outside from all the noise and shoes hitting the roof and he hit his dumb ass in the motherfucking head. But anyways, the earliest snow ever recorded, yeah, it's been recorded in Houston, y'all. If you look at a calendar, the first day of winter is December 21st. But if you look out our window on Friday afternoon, yeah, it may look like winter has already arrived. A winter storm warning is in effect Friday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. For Brazoria, Chambers, Fort Bend, Galveston, Harris, Liberty, Montgomery, Polk, San Jacinto, and Waller counties. The National Weather Service says an inch of snow is likely in those areas, and accumulations of 2 to 4 inches are possible. And our normal tropical climate is going to see a significant change Friday afternoon. 11 News meteorologists, which, what the fuck is a meteorologist? Go outside. If the shit look like it's snowing, then it's snowing. Pay attention to no damn weather, man. I can't believe they pay people for that job. Anyways, the old man said a block of light to moderate precipitation is creeping up in the Houston area from the south. How the hell? We ain't got no snow, so don't blame it on the south. It's not coming from us. We sending some heat up y'all way, but not no snow. Yeah, and it would be the earliest snow ever recorded in Houston. As of 9 a.m., snow was already falling around the Houston metro area. So, all my people down there in Texas, you better stop cow tipping and go and get warm. And I don't mean putting on cowboy boots, you know what I'm saying, with extra pair of socks. Yeah. Middle finger to, who the hell is this? Oh, I thought that was Alec Baldwin talking shit. Because you heard about that fag talking about his whole movie career was just sucked. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of shit is that, homie? All right. But anyways, Academy members demand take back Al Gore's Oscar. What the fuck did he get an Oscar for? What? Two Hollywood conservatives. Yeah, there are some. Have called on the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences to rescind the prestigious, profitable gold Oscar statuette that it gave ex-Vice President Al Gore 2 years ago for the environmental movie An Inconvenient Truth, which I ain't never heard about that shit. So, yeah. Roger somebody and Lionel somebody else, both Academy members, are among a small mindering pack of known political conservatives still believed to be on the loose in the liberal bastion of movie making. Who the hell cares? Apparently somebody do, because it's in the news. 2007, the Academy sanctified Gore's cinematic message of global warming with its famous statue, enriched his earnings by $100,000 per 85-minute appearance, and help elevate the Tennessean's profile to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Who the fuck ever gave him that shit? Losing the election battle of 2000 to a Texan, which we ain't gonna name names, and living in a large house with lots of energy-driven appliances. Yeah. Anybody care about Miley Cyrus sporting a new tattoo? I don't. All right. And, yeah. Neighbors. Tiger was lying in the middle of the road snoring. People, I don't know who the hell is still smoking crack over this damn Tiger Woods fucking incident. Okay, because what neighborhood was this in? I understand it was here in Florida, but what? I mean, we got some nice neighborhoods. Some, I guess you want to call them middle class neighborhoods. Basically, if you a nigga and you come in that neighborhood, your ass gonna get stopped. I don't give a damn if you were in that bitch throwing out newspapers. They're going to stop you. That's the kind of neighborhood he stay in. So it seems kind of weird that a black man with a white woman staying in a nice neighborhood at 2:35 in the morning, laying his black ass on the ground, would be kind of strange. Nobody don't think that's kind of strange. Let me break this down to you people. It makes no damn sense. The way that they painted this picture was Tiger Woods somehow got into his vehicle, somehow just mysteriously backed up and hit a tree and got stuck in a brand new SUV, which required his dumbass wife to come out and bust out the motherfucking windows to rescue his ass out of the vehicle. But when police come, she wasn't even around. You got these other nosy-ass neighbors talking on the 9/11 report, talking about like they don't even know who the hell Tiger Woods is. People, listen here. I'm from the hood. And I'm also from motherfucking relationships that have gone astray. And cheating on your motherfucking significant other, no matter how much money you got, is not the motherfucking way to go. Let me break this down for you and see if this is a better picture than what the hell the news broke down to you. 2:35 in the morning, 2:30 in the motherfucking morning. She done motherfucking got he done got the mysterious text on his little phone, or stupid bitch done called the motherfucking house thinking that old girl was probably asleep. Because if you listen to the 911 call that from the voicemail that he made one time and sitting there talking about, hey, take my number, take your name off of the call ID box, my wife is looking. Okay, bruh. I'm pretty sure she already motherfucking been there and known that you've been trying to slang your dangling around. So, any real woman, you know what I'm saying, especially after being pregnant for 9 months and carrying your motherfucking seed and then having your little baby, yeah, I think she would be a little bit over pissed. And it's not a black or white issue. It's a motherfucking woman issue. Scorned woman issue. Okay, break this down. You're in the house, 2:30 motherfucking in the morning, and you're sitting there arguing about this shit. She accusing you of sleeping around. You sitting there trying to play Mr. Innocent Joe and shit. Oh, nah, girl, I ain't cheating. Bam, she played a motherfucking voicemail. Well, who the fuck is that? Oh, well, that ain't nobody. Okay, bam, then she turn around and say, oh, well, ain't nobody, huh? She go grab a motherfucking golf club after your ass in the house. Okay, now any man in his right mind is going to do what? He gonna talk some shit. Girl, you ain't gonna do nothing. Okay, then she motherfucking go ahead and get after your ass. Okay, next scenario. She coming at you with a golf club. 2:30 in the morning, what are you gonna do? I would probably run out the house too. Right. First thing he gonna do is not run down the street. He just gonna get the fuck away from her. But 2:30 in the morning, what will be going in your mind as a female? Where the fuck are you going at 2:30 in the morning? Argument or no argument. Take your ass into the other room and lock the door until the damn next day. But they jump into your SUV and talk about peeling off? No. Okay, enters scorned woman. All right, yeah. She's rushing out with a motherfucking golf club in her hand, and you steady just pulling off ignoring her. She's probably holding on to the SUV, and you probably trying to drag her down the damn motherfucking driveway. Okay, steps in scorned wife with golf club to the back window. Bam! Because that's probably what I would have did. I would have busted shit out that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Okay, that didn't startle you enough. So he just thinking, oh, girl, you crazy. You out your fucking mind. I'm finna get the hell out of here. Oh, no, you not just finna pull off. Let me go ahead and give you something to take with you. Bam! And smash the other damn window. Now, that's a real woman to me. Now, I don't gonna agree with, you know what I'm saying, putting your hands on another man, because a man shouldn't put his hands on a woman and a woman shouldn't put her hands on a man. But sometimes some circumstances cause you to go ape shit and uncontrol yourself. And with that instance, hey, people have gotten off with murder. You know, stop slanging your dangling around. Stop opening up your legs if you don't want the motherfucking repercussions. That is a catch-22 in relationships, especially when you marry, especially when you got kids involved. There is no right or wrong situation to this. This is all fucked up. A family is fucked up. A star is now falling out the goddamn sky. Okay? I mean, there is no win all the way around here. But the sit up here and look at this damn SUV and the way that it's fucked up, there is no way. 10 miles an hour in an SUV, there is no way. And you are laying out on the ground with your mouth busted and snoring. You were asleep, brother. She knocked your ass out. Yeah. That's what they say. He was actually snoring. So what in the hell he was doing 2:30 in the morning, lying out on his back? Yeah. All right, people. And that's the end of my discussion on that Tiger Woods shit. But, yeah. I got to do the play-by-play because that's some bullshit. They keep painting that old picture, man. But anyways, people, that's the nutty news for the day. Wrapped up in 15 minutes for you. No need for an applause, you know what I'm saying, because I can do it my motherfucking self. Yeah, and that's how we do it. So let's go ahead and bring in some old peoples. See, hell of me, y'all hold on just a second, people. Y'all hold on just a second. We're finna get the show started. Somebody keeps yelling at me. They're yelling at me. Do y'all hear that? Is that just me? Somebody keep yelling at me. What? What? Hello?
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay?
Hey,
this is not
hey.
Fucking high school, motherfucker.
Hey, brother. All that foul language. What the hell is that? People just cussing me out, man. I don't know what the hell is going on these days, boy. Let me hit this motherfucker real quick. Y'all excuse me. I gotta hit this motherfucker, man. Coming on my show talking shit to me, boy. Play that. I'm sorry, people. We don't play that, you know. Don't talk shit to the host. Anyway, let me go ahead and beam some people up in here, man. Let's get this thing started, and let's go in. Yeah, here we go. Beam it up. At the sound of the beam, yeah, y'all live. Let's see if we got them on the first try. Live on the Starship Smelly Prize. Welcome 813 and 416.
Hello.
And say hello to my little half homeboy right here. You know what I'm saying? He hanging out with y'all too.
Timmy.
There you go. What's up, homie? Yeah. So welcome to the show, everybody. Who we got on the line?
Hello. Hello.
Uh oh. Can you say it in French?
Bonjour, monsieur.
Hey, bonjour, no. Parlez-vous français un little?
Un petit peu.
Oh, yeah, you know, y'all, I done messed my whole self up, y'all. I'm speaking French and German all at the same time. Where they do that at? All right, let's bring on in, people. Round of applause for Miss Sindrin Marouat, a.k.a. Miss Soul Poetry, live on the Starship Smelly Prize, y'all. Give it up, everybody. Give it up. Stand up. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Fucking stand up, people. Yeah, but y'all can't stand up too high on the Starship. You know what I'm saying? Because you will hit your head. You might hurt yourself. Shouts out to Ant Dog. My dog, Ant Dog. You know what I'm saying? That came in 2009 and actually got an account now. That's what's up. That's what's up. And shouts out to Jerlane Talk Radio. All right, that's what it do. If anybody got some questions, y'all want to go in with me. You know what I'm saying? I do welcome anybody to call. 347-237-5125, and I will bring you right in on the line. Let me give y'all a brief description of what's about to go on. Remember, always believe, for your wings are made of endless dreams, and that is copyright from Miss Sindrin Marouat. Born in France, she started writing in 2005. A couple of years later, she moved to Canada. Shouts out to all my Canadians up there. She's a poet, a budding playwright, amateur photographer and translator. She's also considered as the epitome of the one-woman team by many. Despite her young age and short writing career, she has managed to accomplish what many would take decades to do, and that's because most of you motherfuckers is lazy and not on your job. Anyways, Sindrin defines poetry as the language of the soul. Yes, the soul. As such, she chooses to focus almost exclusively on spirituality, and her positive messages have helped many readers to reconnect with God and face their fears, especially death. Yeah, and she also calms me down, you know what I'm saying? You know, when I run out of weed and shit, you know what I'm saying? I put on one of her songs, and I'm at one with myself. Yes, her ultimate goal is to re-educate audiences about poetry, and she has partly achieved it. As one of her readers says, you seem to have found a way to accomplish something the experts said couldn't be done, and that's popularized poetry. So kudos to you. I don't know where that came from, but yeah. Sindrin is the author of four collections of poetry and a CD, which is called Risen, which is out, and the creator of the soulpoetrysite.com product line. She also hosts her own monthly show, which y'all can check her out. And autographed books and CDs are available at www.soulpoetrysite.com/store.hotmail, which is HTML. If you want some non-autographed books, go to stores.lulu.com/soulpoetry. Also visit the soulpoetrysite.com product line at www.zazzle.ca/soulpoetry for book or CD cover photography services, visit soulpoetry.com/photos.html. And to contact Shindren or join the networks, visit www.soulpoetry.com/contactme.html. And the official website is www.soulpoetrysite.com. Damn, that's a lot of information on you. Jeez, lady, I mean, how much work do you not do?
I don't know. You tell me.
Wow. Good Lord. I mean, I should have just recorded that, you know what I'm saying, prior to the show. So I could have played that like a track.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, though. You got a lot of stuff going on, Mrs. Let's call you Mrs. Soul Poetry, because I always seem to mess up your name to me. But can you please, for the audience, how do you pronounce your last name?
My last name, Mahua, and you did a great job. Mm,
yeah, see, I've been swallowing my tongue trying to say Mahua. I can't even bring the tongue up. Mahua. See, I say it like kind of Spanish. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. That's perfect that way.
Yeah, it's got the little, you know, Maruat. All right, let me bring one more person up in here to join you. And let's see who this is. We got 3, 2, 1, and you was in the building. That's not a countdown, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to the Starship Smelly Prize. You was aboard. What's happening?
It is a countdown. It's a countdown to greatness. That's what it's a countdown to.
All right, there we go. We got MB Promotions, you know what I'm saying, in the building. Y'all know what's down there. Holding it down, brother. You was on featured in the Friday, man. I got a French, I almost said a French Canadian, but that wouldn't make no sense, would it? Yeah, I got a beautiful lady by the name of Miss Soul Poetry who's on the line. Today is her day to be featured on featured in the Friday. You know what I'm saying? Spoken word artist. Yeah, they got to get that right. Spoken word artist. And we going in today. She got a matter of fact, Soul Poetry. Where is your where can we pick that Risen CD up at? First of all, let me get into that.
Risen. Basically, you go to my website and you look for the store section, and I have a store, and you can basically pick it up there. It's available on lulu.com, reverbnation.com. And also, it's available on several places, retailers online, Amazon.com, eMusic, I think, like several retailers through River Nation anyway. But for the people who want to get it autographed, they should go to my store and order the CD from there, and I will send it for them autographed.
And that is very important, people. Please do not just go out and buy nobody's damn CD. That is kind of dumb. Buy the shit if she's offering. One thing about me, when artists, even in the clubs, when they bring me their little singles and their little music and stuff, I make them sign it right then and there. Ask anybody who know me. I make them sign it because you are a star. You are the biggest star, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't make people know that you're a star, then you'll never be that. So always get every single thing autographed, if possible. That's very important, you know what I'm saying? Because you never know what happens down the line, and that signature can be worth, you know, millions.
Well, if you want to sell it, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You never know. You never know.
The thing, too, that is important is that a lot of people will go to iTunes or Amazon, and they will get the CD or your books there. They don't realize that Amazon.com or iTunes keep most of the money, and independent artists, you know, basically need the money. Amazon.com, for example, keeps 55% of the retail price on a book.
Damn.
So you have to realize that as independent artists, we sell most of this stuff ourselves, and, you know, if it can help us make a little more bucks, you know, you have to buy directly from us. So,
I didn't know that. Now, are you also selling through Reverb Nation?
Yes, Reverb Nation offers a store now to the people who have an account there, and their royalties are actually pretty high compared to Amazon and Lulu. And it's interesting because you can design your own merchandise as well. So Rhythm Nation is definitely the place to be when you're an artist because I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, I've kind of sent everybody there because I think it's what, $35, and then they let you just basically go wild when everybody else you know paying like $40, $50 and they still charging you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
that's what I've done.
Your money.
And they're pretty good. Like, the customer service is really good. And plus, the way they make the CDs, like, Lulu.com makes the CDs. It's okay. They do a good job. But Rhythm Nation does even better for a cheaper price. So for people who are who don't have a lot of money, who have made their own CD, go through Rhythm Nation because they are very good and their prices are very, very affordable. So
yeah, definitely that. All right, well, check this out. Let me, give me, because I know that whole description I just gave covers you, it covers your background. But give us, what's going on with you currently? Like, what's up with you?
What's up with me? I'm currently working on a fifth book and a sixth book, actually, two books. Before that I went through self-publishing, but this time I think I found a publisher. So I think I'm going to go through that because I want to have a good balance of both worlds. And I'm working more in the shadows now. I'm doing some research on a few things for a few friends, and I've become more interested in cheerleading a little bit now. I'm more about supporting artists because, to be honest with you, I'm tired of promoting. I'm exhausted of doing everything myself, and I need to do something that makes me reconnect with myself a little bit more because when you're an independent artist or writer, people don't see all the work you put into it. It's not only about the book, you know. You have to work all day, almost all night, 24/7, almost 24/7, and people don't just see the results. They don't see the amount of work that you put behind your book or your CD. When you're on your own, so I went back to blogging quite a bit on my creative rambling blog. I'm also working a lot on my show, Poetic Moments, and it's a lot of work because I'm doing something that I've not seen too much here in North America, especially in France. It's a little more common, but here it's a little different. So I'm changing direction a little bit in terms of my creativity, doing a few new things, and that's good. I like it.
Yeah. Well, how is it since you know the market coming from France and America? How is the are you making more money here than you was in France or?
Well, you know what? I started writing when I was here, so I don't really know. But the French public is, being French, it's more difficult for me. To make it over there. A lot of artists here will tell you that in Europe it's easier for them. That's because English, and English is in terms of music, is very, very, people like it over there with English. Most French people don't understand a word of English, but they like the music, they like the beats and stuff. So,
yeah.
That'd
be kind of funny because you find that in the UK, they don't speak a lick of English. But, I mean, you go to the clubs and stuff, and they jamming to T.I. and Jeezy and all these other kind of American songs.
Exactly. So that's interesting. But overall, French people are very critical, overcritical, and it's very hard, especially for poetry, for poets to actually be recognized and acknowledged as artists because a lot of people make fun of poets. And I'm glad I'm able to speak English. I would have been totally discouraged because people here are much more open-minded to newcomers and to artists. And it doesn't matter if you don't speak English properly or if you speak English really well. People will accept you because
don't speak English correctly. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I mean, listen to me. Do I sound like I'm talking correct English?
Well, it's okay. So people are more open-minded because they're more used to seeing foreigners. They're more used to opening their arms to a lot of people. It's because the history of of North America is younger, basically. Europe has a longer history. So people, you know, thoughts and things are ingrained in people's minds differently. So that's why it's easier for people who are French, for example, to make it in North America as it is for them to make it in France or in Europe. So that's kind of an interesting thing for me. So,
man, that's extensive right there. As far as the CD going, I got a couple of tracks, and I want to name them real quick just to make sure these are the tracks that are off the CD. I have Chains.
Yep.
I have Death Unleashed. I have It's In Me. Shall We Enjoy the Silence, which is, that's like my favorite, and Think Upon Those Things.
Yes.
Now, all these are tracks off of the CD?
Yes, they're all on the CD.
Okay, and this is Risen. Tell me a little bit about the CD.
Okay, basically, the little history, I'm trying to do it really short. In March of 2009, I started doing spoken word. I was invited on a BTR show, and the host said, if you don't come and you don't read your poetry, I'm going to kick your ass. So I'm like, okay, I had never done it before. I was scared. I was
shy. Sounds like BTR.
Oh, yeah, I love BTR. It's awesome. And so I started from there in March of 2009, and the host at the time suggested that I make videos, that I don't show my face because I was too shy. But she said, why don't you make videos of yourself reading poetry and then add pictures on it? So after three videos, the responses were amazing. People said, you have to make a CD. I thought I would not be able to do that because, well, you know, I'm used to different spoken word poetry, and it's a different thing from what people usually do. Spiritual spoken word poetry is not something that you hear every day. But I tried anyway. I did it at home, and it was challenging but very rewarding. I really enjoyed what I did. I used three composers on the CD, Bill Cushman, Kevin MacLeod, and Lauren DeGiorgi. They very, very kindly lent me the music. Very, very nice artists. And I recorded the 16 tracks at home, in the comfort of my home, because I couldn't afford studio time, so I had to do with what I had. I had to make with what I had at home, which was interesting, to say the least.
But nowadays, I mean, with a nice microphone and you know, some simple software, you can, unless you're trying to make a CD yourself and press it up, remaster it and everything, I mean, the recording aspect of it is really kind of simple. It's just after the recording, making sure, you know, your voice sounds clean and, you know, all that little tweaks and stuff like that. But they try to paint the picture of, you know, yeah, you got to go to a studio in order to make it sound right. But half the time when you go to a studio, the guy in the studio don't know what they're doing in the studio. So, I mean, just because they have a studio don't mean that they know how to work all of that equipment in the studio.
Exactly, but it was interesting to say the least, because I had no clue what I was doing at the beginning. Think Upon Those Things is the first track on the CD, and it took me like 2 weeks to get it right. So it was very challenging because, you know, I have dogs and I have a cat, and they were fighting. So I had to find the right room during the day to record. I was always in a different room. It was.
Hey, you should have left the, you know, the sound effects. You know, little animal sounds, you know, add to the effect,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was great. And then the title Risen comes actually from the piece a friend of mine wrote, and Shelton Elkins died. And while I was making the CD, he was a very, very, very good friend of mine. I adored him. Very, very talented artist. And I wanted to pay tribute to him, and I called the CD Risen in honor of one of his pieces. So basically it. I try to create a CD that was unique, unique concept, and I try to make it as positive as possible, because I was thinking, you know, what? People don't like poetry to start with. People don't like poetry, so you have to make them like it in a way that they come after work, they arrive from work, and they're tired, and they have to find something that will make them relaxed. So that's basically what I try to do in the CD, doing with my 16 pieces, and all all dealing with a different topic and making people relax. That's what I wanted to do. And from what I heard from the reviews I got, I succeeded. So.
Yeah, definitely. So out of these, the five tracks that I have, what would you, I guess, you know, kind of say that's your favorite or you know, not saying that, you know, you spent 2 weeks on Think Upon Those Things, but I mean, out of other, you know, other kind of tracks, what you know, do you have any favorites or is Think Upon Those Things, you know, your favorite one? Because it took the most time, you know what I'm saying?
I don't like Think Upon Those Things. It took me so much work. Anyway, my favorite track is Death Unleashed. Death Unleashed. And I gave you Chains, right?
I think. Yeah, Chains.
And Chains is one of my favorites too. So.
Okay. Well, I wanna actually. We're gonna play Death Unleashed since that's your favorite. We're gonna get into that. And give me just a little brief story behind the Death Unleashed. Is that? Or is there a story behind it?
Well, it's, you know, every poem is a story. But basically, you know, when my mom passed away, you know, I went through a very intense spiritual cleansing, if I can say it that way. And I grieved almost instantly. And I wanted to use my experience as a griever, quick griever, to help people, you know, focus on the positivity in death, if I can put it that way. I know it's not really right that way, but... I wrote a lot of poems on death, and I wrote a book on death, and this poem in particular is about my vision of death as it is. To me, we're all souls, we're all energy, and our goal as the people who are still alive and left behind is to help the soul basically leave this earth, and finish their business, what they were supposed to do so that they can come back later on. So, that's basically the little story behind the poem.
Well, there we go, y'all. This is Soul Poetry, and this is Death Unleashed. Right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. Yeah, we're going to come back and get into some more discussion, y'all.
I shall give you death unleashed, my friend, for your heart needs closure, forgiveness. This is the day our soul will ascend and reach the mountains of the ageless. Why do you cry? Why do you lament? Even the sun and the sky consent. Please, let her go away, let her soar. This is what you should really grope for. I shall give you death unleashed, flowing. For your soul needs some rest and insight. Tell me, what's the use of adoring when you overlook the beam of light God planted in the heavens for you? Look up. Eternity's tried and true. Please, let her go away, let her soar. That's what she needs, what she cries out for. I shall give you death unleashed. I shall give you life unbreathed. Let the rain fall for a while, then come back to us, released. This time will be your trial. She left you for a reason, you know. Death. There's no treason. I shall give you death unleashed.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Going down right here live, y'all. Let me get my motherfucking hand clap going on real quick. Bring her back in just a quick second. You know what I'm saying? That right there, y'all, is Death Unleashed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we getting into it, man. Let me... I done redid my, you know, the control room. I done cleaned it up. So I'm not an organized person. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, everything is organized now. So I'm kind of at a loss on where everything is at. But you know, it's all good. Well, don't worry about the hand clap. I'm going to bring her back in and y'all give her a hand clap. How about that? Yeah. Clap, 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 clap. There you go. There you go. Get your hand clap for that one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We got Miss Soul Poetry on the show today, ladies and gentlemen. This is Feature Indie Friday. Tell me a little bit of what's the difference between a spoken word artist and an actual poet.
Wow, that's an interesting question. I've never thought about that. Well, spoken word is spoken. That's all I can say. Well, from what I've seen in terms of spoken word poetry, I don't know the whole spoken word scene, so maybe I'm mistaken. I believe that the message maybe is a little different. People start from the spoken word and go from there. Meanwhile, when you write poetry, when you write it, it's a little different. There's, I think, a little more research on the language. There's a little more research on maybe the grammar and the technicalities of the sentence and the verse. I actually had a conversation with someone recently about that, and someone pinpointed that they can tell I'm a poet before a spoken word artist, because when I recite my poetry, they can tell there's a research and a lot of work on the language in itself. So that would be, for me, the differences. But I don't know the whole spoken word scene, as I said before, so I cannot really, really give a definite opinion on it.
And so you don't, I know, like, I know you know Verbal Ink Show, Eric Moore, with as far as his work, because I asked him one time, like, what's a slam? Like, a dude came on my show, he was like, man, I don't know, he talking about some, man, you want a slam? And I'm like, I thought you were talking about wrestling or something. I'm like, well, shit, let's get it on, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how we're going to do that online, but he was like, nah, man, call up to the show and we're going to slam online over the phone. I'm like, all right. So when I called in, you know, Eric was like, nah, man, slamming is something that spoken word artists do. It's basically like, you know, just a verbal battle, you know what I'm saying?
Well, not physical. It's more slam. Like, this is a branch of spoken word at slam. That's what people will war. But spoken word poetry is not always about slamming as well. So it's a branch of spoken word, slam. So.
Oh, okay. That's what time it is. All right, and I got my little, you know, I got my little groovy music playing in the background. What's your like favorite genre of music? You know what I'm saying? Like, what really? I guess do you know are you a rap fan? You know, are you a fan of rap or jazz, country, blues?
I'm actually into classical, more classical. My absolute favorite group is Genesis. I've been a fan since I was 12. So. In a long time. I'm more into classical music. I've gotten interested into jazz very recently through April Sims, who introduced me to a lot of jazz artists and independent artists, which is a big, big thing for me. But I'm definitely more into maybe instrumental and classical music. I don't listen much of the mainstream music nowadays. I don't
think it sucks. You can say it sucks. Yeah, it does. Artists suck. I don't know what they're doing, but
yeah.
They suck. They uncreative. They want somebody else to write for them. You know what I'm saying? You have a ghost writing all this crap. You know what I'm saying? Don't want to use their own creativity, which shows in your music. If it's not you, it's gonna show through your music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you
but
didn't
you know
write
what?
The poetry, you can't. How can you recite a poem that you didn't write?
Yeah, and you know what? I actually wrote a blog post on, you know, the significance of music. And I believe that as soon as you put the word money on something, you destroy its value. So I think that mainstream music suffers from, you know, money. That's the syndrome of money. And that's why most artists are not creative enough and don't let themselves be creative enough, because all they're interested in is money. Basically.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what kills it. Independent artists are used to fighting and to promote themselves and work really hard. So they put their hearts and souls into what they do. That's what they do is quality. For most of them, most of independent artists are very, very talented artists, and they use the creativity to create unique concepts. But mainstream artists nowadays, they reserve the same tune and the same words all over again, and it's because it's money, because it sells. And I think it's up to us as artists to show that, you know, it's not only about the money, it's for the love of the art as well. And too many people are caught in the caught into the money syndrome, and that's why music won't be able to evolve as it is supposed to evolve now. And I think it will be stuck for a little while because too many people are interested in money nowadays. So
I think so, but then I think with the fact of these, you know, blog talk shows and internet radio really getting some exposure through, like, the, you know, news headlines, and for the simple fact that, you know, there is no more free TV, you got to subscribe to it, which is the same thing that they actually finna do with FM and AM radio, and finna make you subscribe to it. So, I mean, that's going to limit people's, you know, that's going to limit the amount of music people actually are going to start hearing.
Yeah.
And then it's going to open up a door, you know what I'm saying, for independent artists to actually get a shine.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people are not going to subscribe, you know what I'm saying, to a FM AM station. Why do that when I can just go and get, you know, satellite or XM, or, you know what I'm saying, listen to the podcast through my phone? Because most people got the iPhones and, you know, can listen through this show straight through their phone.
And
hear this same kind of content.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, I'm saying and hear this exact same type of content.
And the funny thing is that a few years ago in France, when I was still in France, they actually passed a law forbidding radio stations to play more than, I think it was, 50% of English-speaking music. Because the problem that was starting to appear was that radio stations played what was selling, right? So they played mostly English-speaking music, which was 90% of the time, so you couldn't hear anything French on the radio station. Some of the French music is really, really good. But you couldn't hear it because what was selling was American music. So they passed that law, and since then, you know, radio stations have had to play French music, more French music or more European-oriented music. Otherwise, they get fined. And I think that's very, very interesting. And if radio stations started to work that way, maybe it would be a good way to get more exposure for a lot of us. So that's an interesting thing.
I was just checking in the chat room, and I like that synopsis. We were talking about when we got into classical music. I've been over to Europe and went to I don't know where the hell I was at. I came into the city of I believe the birthplace of Mozart.
Okay.
And the entire city was dedicated, you know, like in his memory. You know, he got his statues and everything. But he's an actual chocolate lover. And if you go throughout the city, like all of the stores and little cafes and stuff, I mean, they have all kind of chocolate. You know, anything that's chocolate, it has his picture on it. And it was a beautiful city, though. I forgot. I see you said Salzburg, Austria, and I don't believe that's where I was at.
I think that's the case.
Is that where he's actually from?
I think so.
So wherever I was at, I guess they dedicated, you know, so he must have dedicated the city to, you know, in his honor, because, I mean, everything was like Mozart here, Mozart there, and it's, you know, chocolate. It was a beautiful city, though, you know, real culturally. You know, culturally enriching, you know what I'm saying? But I see that, you know, we have some other travelers here, so that is definitely what's up. And do you travel? That's the other thing. Do you travel? You know, do you go around different areas and actually perform your work?
That's actually interesting, because Canada is not especially famous for spoken word, especially my area. So I've been working with two people to actually bring spoken word poetry into my city maybe next year. And the big cities where you could basically perform are, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Toronto and Vancouver. But I live in the middle of the prairies. And right now we have a couple of inches of snow, which means snow season is starting, and we will have snow for about 6 months now. So basically, I've never performed anywhere because there's absolutely nothing here but slams, as far as I know, because I did some research, and the only thing I found was slam poetry. And I have nothing against slam poetry, but it's not my type. That's not something I would perform because I can speak English, but not well enough to be able to actually improvise that way. For me, that would be really hard. But yeah, there's absolutely nothing in my area, as far as I know.
Okay. Give me a little brief story about Chains and the motivation for that song.
Okay, Chains. I wrote this piece especially for the son of a friend of mine who's actually in prison right now. And I wanted to give that person some, to show that person some support and show them some love. And I'm a big fan of Khalil Gibran, the author of The Prophet, and I wanted to mix both ideas, the fact that, you know, even if you're in prison, the cell shouldn't limit you. The freedom of mind is yours for all eternity. And that's basically the story behind Chains, how you can grow from, even if you're trapped somewhere, you can grow from it and be free. So that's the story behind Chains.
There we go, people. And without further ado, this is Soul Poetry, Chains, right here live, Starship Smelly Prize. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll tell y'all when I come right back. Y'all hold on.
You can only rise. You can only grow. Son of man, don't you see that you can touch the stars? Right here, right now, your ceiling may be lower than low.
Let me out of here! Let me out of here!
And your walls thicker than thick. Son of man, don't you see that your soul can break their chains? Walk on the edge of your road where thorns will make you bleed, but leave your tracks untouched so that others can follow. You are an example to the world. Don't let their bars trap your mind. If you close your eyes, you will see wonders. Dare disturb the universe. God wants you to be alive and in love with truth. For truth shall set you free. Son of man, you are loved beyond words. You are blessed beyond prayers. You have always been forgiven. God loves you.
Chains, ladies and gentlemen. That is Chains. Right here live on the Starship Smelly Pride. Let me get my little music started real quick and bring it on back up. Yeah, I got to make my own sounds, you know. I'm really liking that. You know what I'm saying? That's really being a person of incarceration. You know, I just visited the jail. You know, I wasn't a member or anything. But, you know, that's real. That's very peaceful, you know what I'm saying, for to hear while you behind them doors. You know what I'm saying? Because it's... In jail, prison, you know what I'm saying? Once you get behind them doors and you hear that lock, there's nothing worse than hearing that clink. You know what I'm saying? That clank,
oh, yeah.
Just boom. And knowing that your freedom is you know what I'm saying? And it's put at a standstill for however long. And to And actually, you know, to hear somebody that's able to give you some encouraging words, basically keep your head up, you know, it really anyone, you know, inside or out, you know what I'm saying, needs to hear that type of, you know what I'm saying, encouragement. Because a lot of people are just mentally, you know, mentally lock themselves down, you know what I'm saying, which locks you down physically. You know, so you don't always have to be in jail, you know what I'm saying, to you know, be in this physical world that we're in now and still have yourself mentally locked down, which will physically lock you down.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? I want to tell you a story. I was in Syria, in Middle East, in April of this year, because I was back in France taking care of my grandmother for a bit. And I went through an amazing spiritual cleansing experience over there. Very, very interesting, and that ties into what you're saying. And I want to relate two moments that really helped me put life in perspective. The first one was when of our guides insisted that the whole group I was traveling with should spend some time in a prison cell that had been used until a couple of centuries ago. And there was the suffering in there was so intense that I cried. It was amazing. And how some of the prisoners had been able to survive this terrible condition in which they had lived was truly amazing to me. So I asked myself a lot of questions, you know, and a couple of days later, I actually received answers to my questions. I had to visit a mosque, a very big mosque in the city where I was traveling. And, you know, women have to cover their heads and their body. You have to cover yourself completely when you enter a mosque. You can leave basically your your nose and your eyes free, but the rest must be covered. And as I was walking around and, you know, feeling very uncomfortable in my own body because, you know, I felt it, I couldn't walk right because I had one, my backpack in my hand and my shoes in the other one because we're not allowed to leave the shoes on the ground, and I was very uncomfortable. And then I realized something. I realized that I saw women actually smile. I saw actually women that were seemed to be happy. And I talked to some of them, and they said, "Well, I'm very happy." They speak English over there pretty well, and they seem to be happy people. And it was a great lesson in humanity, and I grew from it. I realized that there is no difference between the woman who has to hide her face and body under layers of clothes, the prisoner who must live in jail for many years, and the person who leads a regular life. I think that freedom cannot be contained within physical walls, but that you can chain limbs, you can chain your arms, you can be limited in a cell, but you cannot enslave the heart, the mind, and the soul. So that's very interesting. And the more I listen to Chains, the more it makes sense to me when I realize my life. And I'm very grateful for what I have. I'm very grateful for the things that happened to me, good or bad, because nothing is always good.
Yeah.
Some things happen are not always good. But I'm very grateful, and I've realized that you can live in the prairies because you can see the horizon up to 50 kilometers where I am. You can see everything up to 50 kilometers. And I realized that you cannot live in a huge space and still feel lonely and alone and depressed. So it's important that people realize that it's not because you are in a prison that you cannot be a role model. And I'm actually doing some research about Sarah Cruzan. I don't know if you heard of her.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, this kid, she's my age. she was forced into prostitution when she was 13 after her mother had abused her and so on and so forth. And she killed her pimp when she was 16 after years of horrendous conditions in life. And the judge decided that it was premeditated and that she should get prison for life. So she couldn't get any parole. She was not allowed to. And I heard that in the U.S. it's very common for juvenile who seem to have premeditated a murder or a crime to stay in prison for their entire life. And I watched the video on YouTube about Sarah Cruzan, and I was very, very, very moved by her testimony, how she is in prison. She's going to spend the rest of her life in prison, but she is such a positive person, and she has learned so much from it. And she even talks about, you know, ask people, forgive me, you know, for killing this man. I shouldn't have killed him, and I know I shouldn't have, but I had to. This is a lesson in humanity for me. How is it possible that some people live in cells, prison cells, and still manage, you know, to become educated, to graduate, to read books, and to actually become role model when people outside judge and say, oh, they killed, they raped, and so on and so forth. But it's amazing how we can actually get out of our own, like, the physical cells, the physical walls, and how we can grow from it and become free. So that's very, very interesting how human beings, you know, may grow from the worst circumstances in their lives. So, and I'm done,
yeah.
My mom.
Yeah. I mean, like a real personal me, my brother, we are a year and 3 days apart, and he's doing 3 life sentences right now.
Okay.
And down here in the South, I mean, it's just pure crookedness. So he got basically railroaded into the situation. He's been locked up for over 10 years, but within his 10 years, I mean, he's actually gotten other prisoners out of prison, you know, from him doing research on different cases and you know, it is kind of weird, but it's all it. What it is you have to have something to occupy your time, or you will drive yourself crazy.
Exactly.
Period. Yeah. I mean, even sitting at home. I mean, if you're sitting at home, and you're just staring at the walls.
Yeah.
And exactly. you keep staring at them long enough, yeah, you're gonna sit up there and you're gonna drive yourself crazy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you have to occupy your mind, stimulate your mind to do something, you know, positive. And it really, and being as you behind prison walls, yeah, of course you have to, you know, really step your game up and find something to concentrate on, because you got guards, you know, that's in there disrespecting you. You got another prisoner that's disrespecting you.
I mean, yeah.
Then you're away from your family, you know, you might not be able to make phone calls. It's a lot of factors that really could drive a person insane. But at the same time, we are all human beings, and we all are placed in different environments, and our human nature is to learn how to adapt and overcome.
Yeah, exactly.
That is just human nature. I mean, it's you can put a person in a pig pen, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But his human nature is going to kick in. He's going to clean a spot out, you know, and the way he's going to be comfortable, or he or she will be comfortable, and adapt, and then overcome that situation. Whether that's kill every pig in there to eat and survive, you know, which might sound cruel, but what am I going to do? I'm going to sit in here and starve?
Exactly.
Well, I got all this food around me, you know what I'm saying? And I have to survive.
Yeah, and you know, that's why I suggest if people have the money and have the time to actually go to a country like Syria, because with the long history and all these things that happened in Syria over time, it's an amazing country, and I believe in the U.S. there are a lot of good things to see. In Canada, there are a lot of good things to see as well. Wonderful things, beautiful things. But
nah, if you want history, if you want
a real story, you want something that cleans you spiritually too.
Yeah.
And I've been a big, big fan of Khalil Gibran. You know, Lebanon, Syria, you have Egypt as well. All these countries are amazing. They have so much history, and you can feel it. And I actually fell in love with the desert over there in Syria. You think there's nothing. You know, you can see only sand and the wind, and it's hot. That's all you think. And then you realize, because we went through the desert, we spent a whole day in a bus, you know, traveling through the desert, and actually fell in love with the desert. It's teeming with life. It's teeming with something that you can almost touch. It's absolutely amazing. So that's why I agree with what you're saying. Absolutely agree with what you're saying, because it doesn't matter where you are. You can be lonely. You can feel depressed. And I actually admire people who are in prison, no matter what they have done, because some of them are there for unknown reason and shouldn't be there. And I admire these people even more, because they find a way to educate themselves and to be free. And for me, who live in it, I have a sheltered life, I have to admit. Like, I'm not complaining about my life. And we complain about so many things, like little things. Okay, my internet connection is not working. Blah, oh, my goodness. Meanwhile, kids in Africa are dying. So I try to put things in perspective so that I don't complain too much. It doesn't work all the time, but most of the time it does. So I think it's important that as human beings, we put everything in perspective. And most people see that as complaining, but I see that as a way to check myself and learn to be appreciative of all the things that I encounter in my life. So by thinking, you know, kids are dying in Africa, meanwhile I have a roof, even though it may be minus 40 where I am in February, I still have a roof, I have food, I don't have to live in the streets. I'm unemployed, but that's fine. You know what? As long as I have a roof, I am fine. I pay for my house, so no one will ever throw me out of my own house. So I'm really, really grateful that I have a computer, that I was able to make a CD, that I was able to make books, that I'm able to talk to you today because I have a phone. A lot of people don't have a phone. A lot of people can't even read. And I think too many people complain about too many things and they don't see what they have. As one of my favorite poets says, it's when you lose something that you realize how much you love it. But I think people have to realize before they lose something that they have it. It's important, and people are too negative about too many things. So I'm done.
Well, that's the problem, though. You know, when you don't realize what you have until it's gone.
Exactly.
And that's that whole, you know, big thing about that. You never. That's even in life and in love. You know what I'm saying? You know this is your soulmate. You know what I'm saying? But it is human nature. Is everything that's around you that affects that decision, though. And if you allow it to affect you, you know what I'm saying, whether, you know, the negative or positive way, you know, that's what's going to dictate, you know, what actually ends up happening. Mm-hmm. Especially in love, man. I mean, shit. That can definitely tear you up. And then on the other tip about, I always, you know, and I thank the Lord for me just, you know, actually being able to go to the military, because that's really the only way I got out of my box, you know, and going to Germany, going to Italy and a couple of different, you know, countries. I went to Dachau, and Dachau is one of the German prison camps for the Jews that they had back in the days. And to this day, I promise you, to this day, and this was 1999, this was when I was last there, but you could still smell the burning bones.
In the
crematories, you know what I'm saying? You can still smell death, I mean, throughout the entire camp.
Oh, yeah.
And they have pictures and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that show the survivors, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when you talking about, you know, people surviving harsh times situations, I mean, that's besides slavery, you know what I'm saying? The pictures that they show with these people, I mean, malnutrition, just brutally murdered, just any inhumane thing that can be done has been done to them.
Oh, yeah, and the thing you have to say, too, okay, there was about, I think, 8 million of Jews that were killed during World War II, but what a lot of history books forget to mention is that they also got rid of sick people. They were not Jews, but sick people, they got rid of them. They got rid of gypsies. They got rid of homosexuals as well. So a lot of other people, not as many as the Jews, were also included in the numbers.
Yeah, so to make it look like I'm thinking the whole time that was just strictly Jews.
Oh, it's mostly, I would say, 20% of people were Jews. But about 10% of these people who died, and I don't have the numbers, I don't know, were people who were actually not Jews, but who were either sick, considered as sick mentally as gays, or physically because kids or elderly, or people were simply sick. So, and a lot of history books don't mention these facts, but if you visit museums, we have a lot of museums about, you know, World War II in France, and they mention those facts, but not many people know about them, and I think it's important to underline that fact because the Germans wanted purity in their race, and they wanted to get rid of everything that was not good for them. So most of them were Jews, but some of them were other than Jews. So it's an interesting thing, I believe. to know.
So. It's in me.
Yes, it's in me.
What is, give me a little story behind that.
Well, it's in
That's
me.
Your song.
about me. more than about me. It's about how you have to believe in yourself. And you have to, well, we'll basically believe in yourself no matter what happens. And also try to put things in perspective in your life. That, you know, just like Forrest Gump, be careful with a box of chocolates.
always
be careful. Don't judge the book by its cover. And how, if we realize we are great in a positive way, not in the ego-tripping way, such as, I'm very talented, I'm the best, people open their arms, you know, I'm loved everywhere, I'm fantastic, not that way. The sense that I trust myself, I'm happy to be who I am, fat, skinny, ugly, or whatever, depending on your definition of ugly. I'm happy to be who I am in my own skin. So that's basically it's in me.
There we go, people. Once again, you got Soul Poetry live on Featured Indie Friday. It's what we do each and every Friday right here on the Starship Smelly Pride, a.k.a. Record the Game Radio. And we're about to get into it. This is Soul Poetry. It's in me. And we're coming right back. Yeah. Take a little minute to start, people. I apologize for the delay.
When I think of all the lives I may have had, when I think of all the history I may have made, when I imagine all the children I may have begot, I see the greatness in me. It is neither about physical beauty nor about mental ingenuity. I spill truth on the pages of life's book, and I share it with the world and beyond. It's in me. It's to be great. You may laugh and jeer all you want. I am the one standing on top of the mountain while you have to look up. I am not a seer. I am not a mastermind. I simply am what I was born to be, a soul with a mission, a volition. I am a daughter of God, a woman of definition. It's in me to be great. Do not neglect my words, they could stomp your dances. Do not mock my heart, it will break your storms. The wind will carry your hate to my ears, and I will turn it into dust. It's in me. It's in to be great. It's in to be great. It's in to be great. Even the blind can see, and the deaf can hear. They walk beyond the valley of doubt, turning pity into glory, keeping their heads high. They will not surrender. But you look at them, and you do not see their beauty. You just see blindness and deafness, men and women mumbling and fumbling their way into darkness. What do you know? What if they see the light? What if they know God's tongue? It's in them. It should be them. And you say that children cannot understand, that they are too young, too immature. And you torture the ones you call sinners. And you judge and kill the adulteress. You butcher love when it is different from yours. You destroy life when its color does not attract you. But I need to tell you this. You and I share the same blood, the same God, the same history. You and I speak the same language, the same words, the same poetry. Yet, for millennia, you have disrespected me. In the end, I win. For only I see the greatness in me, while you are left with the remnant of your infamy.
Yeah, the real soul poetry, y'all. One quick commercial real quick, you know what I'm saying?
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Hey, what's happening? This your boy Akafu, a.k.a. Captain Grabber Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout-out to my dog, DJ Smell Good, smelling gooder than a mug I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride. Yeah!
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? This your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Smell So Good. We give a special shout-out to my boy Jit Cam, Young Dread. Give a special shout out to the solo boys. I know these new stash hits, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Your boy DJ Party Time and DJ Smell So Good. We'll be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the game, entertainment. We'll be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you. I feel you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone. It is what it is. Holding it down. Jerk City DJs. One time for my cousin Lil Keith. Bigger and better things to come your way. Wrecking the game, entertainment. All that support. We out of here.
Yeah, that's DJ Party Time. Y'all right there holding it down. All right, got everybody back up in the building. All right, that's how we do. 813, you on the line, too. I know you're probably just sitting back off in the cut, getting your listen on and everything, but you is live on the Starship Smelly Pride, and we are featured Indie Friday halfway in with Sinjin Maruat, a.k.a. Soul Poetry. You can also check her out, www.soulpoetrysite.com. You know what I'm saying? For more info, CDs, books, photos, all that kind of good stuff. Make sure you get on over there. I want to send a quick shout out to Seti J, Seti Baby Powder Fresh J coming up in here. And Jerlane Talk Radio, thank you very much for sticking around and hanging out for the show. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Speaking of a couple of things that's in the chat room, they were talking about Holocaust and stoning. I just seen this. I just read this probably two shows ago, I believe. And this was in Iran or Saudi Arabia, one of them countries where over like 10 to 15 people are involved, probably like 20 people are involved in a sex scandal. All these wives and husbands and stuff was swapping wives and swapping, you know what I'm saying, swapping mates. And, you know, that's illegal, you know what I'm saying, over in the country. I mean, that is past illegal to cheat on your wife. How about all these motherfuckers is facing death by stoning? Now, you talking about women and men, and these are, some of them are wealthy people like execs and all that kind of stuff that was engaging in these activities. Yeah, they all of them been arrested, and they all are facing stoning. Not life in prison, not 10 years in prison. They're all facing to be stoned to death. So, I mean, to me, I personally, yeah, would love to see the whole fucking America take y'all punk asses over to Saudi Arabia, go to Africa, go to these other countries and see how they live. And then hell yeah, you would come back home and you would thank the Lord for having heaven on earth. Because of the way that these other countries are living, man, please. But they're living though. That's the whole thing. These people are surviving. These people haven't ran out of their country and ran here to live the lazy American life, which is that's what it is. You know? But people really, you need to really appreciate and don't just focus on the headlines. The headlines are misleading, you know what I'm saying? You know, our own people right here in America are starving. You know, so Africa, okay. You know, but Africa is so, people don't even understand, Africa is so big. This is what I was been told, that the United States can, the entire United States of America can fit in the continent of Africa two times. So if you can think about how massive that is, of course you're going to have certain areas of Africa that's, you know, impoverished and motherfuckers over starving. Just like you got, you know, neighborhoods over here that we got kids that makes no sense on the street corners that are starving and hungry and shit. And you talking about in America where people, you can walk around and find money on the ground. This is the richest country in the world. Really? I mean, to the point of, well, anywhere you go, any state that you walk in, look on the ground, you will find pennies, nickels, and dimes. If you collect that money long enough, you will have money in your pocket. You can't go to other places, you know what I'm saying? You ain't finna go to Italy and look on the ground and find money on the ground. Hell to the no, I didn't. I ain't find no currency, period, on the ground. Throughout Germany, throughout Europe, everywhere I went, I looked. But as soon as you touch down and you at the airport and you stand down there smoking a cigarette, look on the ground around you, see if you don't see pennies and little change here and there, all up and down the sidewalks. So, I mean, just have to get out your comfort zone. Go and see, physically see something else. And I mean, and once you do, then you'll have a whole nother appreciation for life, living it, and people in general.
I agree.
And visiting Dachau, man, I have a real love for people. You know what I'm saying? Because after you smell, it's nothing like smelling a person's flesh burnt.
Yeah.
To bring you back to some real reality. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, my forefathers have been through slavery, and a lot of us, you know, been through all kind of mutilation and crazy crap. But then at the same time, what don't kill you makes you stronger. And I'm not talking about as an individual. I'm talking about as a group. You know what I'm saying? As a group of people. So what didn't kill the Jews made them stronger and made them wiser. And, you know, and that's why they have what they have today. Black people are in the same boat. You know what I'm saying? You know, any people that when you go through tragedy, you know what I'm saying? If you live through it, it 9 times out of 10 will make you stronger and make you more wise, you know, to go into that situation again. Some people, you know, don't learn from it, and yeah, that's why you got motherfuckers in prison right now, you know, because they didn't learn from, you know, learn from their mistakes or learn from that trial that they went through, you know, and that's all living on this planet Earth is. It's just a trial. You on a temporary trial basis. You on expiring a little bit, so you better go ahead and get in where you fit in while you're here. And do it the most positive way you can. Don't be the hell raised on earth, you know. Be the heaven on earth. Mm-hmm. That's real. Some poetry.
Mean,
go ahead and get back into you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, and a lot of people will tell you, you know, how am I going to do that? How am I going to learn and help people? I cannot help 6 or 7 billion people. And I always say, start with one person. Start by, you know,
yourself.
Saying hi to a neighbor. Start by smiling to a stranger. I remember I was in France. It was about 10 years ago. My parents have been divorced for many, many years now. And I was taking the train. I was on the train going back from my dad's, going back to my mom's. And, you know, I wasn't looking, paying attention. I sat next to this man. And the only thing that made me turn my head was because of the smell. The smell was horrendous, but I'm like, okay, I sat, you know, it would be very impolite that she could move. And I turned around and I looked at him, and he was like homeless, I could tell. I don't know how he got his ticket, I have no idea, but you could tell he hadn't had a shower in many days, that he was starving, he was very skinny. But I turned around and I just smiled at him, and we started talking a little bit. We talked for like a couple of minutes. And then he got up at the next station, and before he left, he said, you know what, you're the first human being who actually smiled at me and talked to me in a week. You cannot even imagine how it makes me feel. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm like, oh, my God, I did something great. I didn't even realize. And I felt so great. I had such a feeling of gratefulness and, you know, happiness. And that's why I tell the people, just take 5 minutes of your time, smile to someone, help someone who is in need. You don't need to give them money. Just lend them your ear. Just hug them. Just, you know, I'm not saying hug everybody because with the H1N1 virus.
With the older. And the older, yeah, you don't want to just be hugging on everybody. But you know, give them a dap, like, you know, that's love. Okay, I got love for you.
Yeah, start with one person at a time. You never know what this person may feel when you do something. You may save a life by just smiling. I remember it was maybe a little while after my mom had, you know, committed suicide and passed away. I received an email from someone I didn't know, and that person said, "You saved my life." And I'm like, oh, I saved your life. I don't even know you. And that person said, "I was going to kill myself. I don't know, for some reason, I turned on my computer. I found your website because I was looking for poetry, and I read your poems, and it saved my life. I don't want to die anymore. I want to live." And people don't even realize that one person, you know, that is saved can save another person's life, and
right,
and so forth. So it's important to start the basics. The basics are so important. A smile. You say, "Hi, how are you doing?" You talk to someone. You know, sometimes I see people online. I chat a lot online, and I see people who need help. I'm like, "Okay, what do you need? Do you need to talk?" And I talk for 5 minutes, and the person is like, "Oh, my God, you helped me today." And that's it. That's it. You have to stop finding excuses. "Oh, I don't have time, blah, blah, blah. You know, I have too many things to do. I don't have time to support you. I don't have time to do this and do that. I cannot share your poetry. I cannot share because I don't have time." That's an excuse. You can take 2 seconds of your time to press the share button or to say hi to someone, "How are you doing?" Because there are so many people who are in need right now, mental need. People are depressed. There's a huge amount of depressed people in this world, and people don't pay attention to them because it's not considered as an illness or a condition, but it is. It's a chemical imbalance. And all you need is a smile at someone, say, "I know you're depressed. I just want to say hi and see how you're doing," and then you leave, and you may have saved a life. So I think that's important, that we stop living in our own world and take and stop taking people for granted and start, you know, loving one another. Hello.
Yeah. That's real. And on that note, y'all, we finna get into Think Upon Those Things, because I don't even need no description. Everything that we just discussed, you know what I'm saying, basically wraps up, you know what I'm saying, Think Upon Those Things. Is to me self-explanatory. Pretty much, it's self-explanatory. You need to think upon those things. I mean, some things you just need to sit back, take time out for yourself, and just think upon. And after we get into this song, you know, we're going to come back, talk some more with Soul Poetry. And we got one more, Shall We Enjoy the Silence, which is actually going to be the closing song for the show. We got 17 more minutes. I'd like to thank everybody who's been hanging out. This is Feature Indie Friday, each and every Friday. We're on every day, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend to check in. Here we go. Think upon those things. This is Soul Poetry.
Hush, hush, baby, hush. The lull of the world will come. Nascent dreams and fantasies open the door to freedom. Hush, hush, baby, hush. Let the tears flow evenly in the apex of your mind and feel the light through your spine. Think upon those things that make us human. Think upon those words that turn us against one another. Think about those instants when change soars into the sky, when you feel limitless, impervious to sorrow. So, next time you curse the world, remember that you are part of it. Remember your significance in the eyes of the beholder. Then, and only then, will you be able to think of beauty. But right now, hush, and think upon those things.
Wow. Right there, y'all. That's it. Soul poetry, man. We're going to take one quick break. You know what I'm saying? We're coming back with the soul poetry in the building, people. Holding down real big. I'd like to give a shout out to Miss Rita Shelby. We're going to get into one track, one song, and then we're coming right back. Speech of Indie Friday, Sindrin Madouat out of Canada via France, a.k.a. Miss Soul Poetry, y'all. And we're doing it real big right here. This is Cherish the Moment by Rita Shelby. Coming back. Yeah, that was Rita Shelby, y'all. Got to get back into this thing. Y'all already know how we do it right here. Featured Friday, feature Indy Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? Any indie artists that want to be featured on this show, please send all your info. I mean bios, at least four tracks, you know what I'm saying? 3 to 4 tracks, MP3 only, please, to Smelly BTR. That's Smelly BTR at live, live.com. Or, you know, anybody that want to be featured, man, looking for some exposure, tell them to holler at your boy, man. We hold it down strictly unsigned hype or independent artists, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you know, if you ain't got no name and nobody don't know you, I'm dealing with you. Yeah, that's how we get down right here. So let me bring Miss Civil Poetry back online. Beam her back up on quick second, y'all. Get my beam going on. Here we go. Everybody back up. Then I'd like to thank my dog, Aunt Dog, man, for coming through, you know what I'm saying, hanging out on the show. That's Killsboro Records, you know what I'm saying, down here holding it down real big. R.I.P. to my nigga, motherfucker Slim Baby, man, you know what I'm saying. We lost a soldier down here, and, you know, they ain't got nothing to do with this show. I just want to put that out there because he is an indie artist, and, you know, we still feature him each and every day, you know what I'm saying. So much love to you, Slim Baby. Sindren Marwat. What's, you have a MySpace?
Oh, I actually deleted my MySpace page. I don't have a MySpace page anymore.
No, don't do the MySpace crap. I mean, I got it. If you got the Reverb Nation page, that's my thing. I mean, if you got that, you ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that site is so informative and has so much information and tools and tips.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That is, if you're not on there, people, you need to go to www.reverbnation.com. Also, www.indieguide.com and get signed up and registered. Also, download the Indie Band Survival Guide. I emailed that out to a few people, and it's a real very good instructional do-it-yourself guide on really how to get into the industry and be successful at it, in which a lot of artists just get into it thinking, you know, that the record label is going to recognize them and sign them, and then, you know, now they're rich. But that ain't going to happen. That is definitely not going to happen. So, also, you said Amazon and iTunes, and where else can we pick up the your CD, Risen?
Oh, my CD, you can pick it up in my store, and at store.soulpoetrysite.com. So basically, people should go to my main page, www.soulpoetrysite.com. They go there and they look for the store section. And I made this page very central so that people could find everything about me, because it's annoying when an artist doesn't have a page. You know, you have to Google them and you have to find a MySpace page. Then they have something on the MySpace page. Then they have something else on Facebook. Then they have something
else. That's in the manual. That's in the Band Survival Guide. Have a clear web page.
Exactly.
Not with all that crap. Shoots, pops, and whistles, and this crap falling down, and no.
Yeah, so basically they go to my website. I'll drop the link in the chat room. They look for the store section, and then you have all the information. You look, I have my 4 books, I have my CD Risen, I have my product line, I have my translation services as well, I have my photography that is on sale too, and they click on details, they have everything there. So basically, my CD is available through my store. I autograph my CDs because I have a bunch of them here at home. They are also available through Lulu.com and through Reverb Nation. So if people want to support me, they should either get the CD from me directly or go through Reverb Nation. And they can also purchase, like, some merchandise and so on and so forth. And so, you know, I don't do it for money, but at the same time, it's my livelihood. I have to pay my bills, so that's why I have to put it out there.
Yeah, that's I had to explain that to my homeboy Ashwood, because he's been pressing up his own little CDs and stuff and actually just handing them out. But I'm like, that is cool, bro, but I mean, honestly, you need to at least make a dollar just for the production work. Yeah. To just to cover the production costs, not the actual, you know, to make money, but to cover the production costs, at least $1 or $2. If a person don't want to give you that, then they're not interested in your music anyways.
Yeah, well, and people, you know, the reason why I ask people support me and buy directly from me is that it doesn't matter if you want to make donations because you can't afford to pay for the full price of the CD. You can make a donation. You can give me $10 and I will send you the CD. That's fine by me. I don't care. But it just, I want people to pay for it a little bit because people don't value your work if you don't make them pay.
So true. If you give away
everything, people will take you for granted and will say, no, you know, I'm not going to pay because you can get it for free. And that's what a lot of artists are mistaken about. It's okay to give away a little bit, but people who give away everything are actually killing the industry and killing us independent artists. We can't afford to give away everything because at the end of the day, we have to pay our bills. We don't do that only for money, but we have to pay our bills like everybody else. And when we start giving away and ask people, even for donations, that's okay. Give a donation. People will send you the CD. People will start valuing your work. And we won't have to justify ourselves for what we do anymore because there's a lot of disrespect. And that's because a lot of artists are not educated about how to sell themselves as well. And that lack of education is killing everybody. So artists as well have to make the effort and to work and show the world that they are worth it. Most of us give away stuff and we show the world that we're not worth it. We don't believe in our capacities. We give away for free because we think people are won't buy. But in the end, people will value you if you show them you are worth it. And that's what a lot of independent artists have to learn about. They have to learn to market themselves a little better. Even if they don't make a lot of money, at least they get some money for their work, and they deserve it because they work hard. So
that's real. Well, 3 minutes left to the show. Go ahead, and you got the closing remarks, shout-outs, or anything that you'd like to put out there?
Well, I want to thank you very much for having me today. I had a blast. You know I love your show, but it's usually the time I sleep. You got me really early today, but it was great. I'm glad I did the interview with you, and I was looking forward to it for a long time because.
All right, yeah. I told you before, I'm glad, Vegas, so you know I was trying to get you in there. I told you I was gonna get you in there.
Oh yeah, I know. I know you're a man of your word, so I wasn't worried about it. And everybody is busy anyway. And I'm not the only independent artist that needs to be supported as well. So my concluding remark would be, if you cannot support everyone, at least support someone. And it doesn't mean you have to financially support them. If you're on Facebook, share, use the share button, you know, promote them, spread the word. If you cannot afford to pay for a CD, at least spread the word about the artist and support them. And be as supportive as you can with people. It doesn't mean, you know, spending a lot of money. It can be a lot of caring and a lot of love. What we are missing in this world is love. And if we start the basics, the world will be a little better. So spread the word. Support people. Even if you don't want to support me, it's fine. Support other artists because independent artists are dying. They are tired. And they are egocentric, becoming really, really terrible. So we have to help them. We have to work as a community and be more united. And that's the way the world will be a better place. So that's my final remark.
There you go. I'd like to say thanks to everybody. Sadie J, of course, Miss Sindrin, Easy Rider, Jerlane Talk Radio, and also my homeboy Ant Doll that came through, DA, with WDKK Radio, Miss Computer Lady. And everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's checking this out in the archives, you know what I'm saying? Thank you very much. My email address is, I'm going to drop that. If you want to send me any information regarding interviews or music or anything like that, please send it to smellybtr@live.com. That's smellybtr@live.com. And please go and check out www.soulpoetrysite.com. And you probably can't download any tracks, but you can definitely buy the CD off of the site and listen to some nice music. You know what I'm saying? Check out the photos, videos, whatever's on that site. You know, go there and get into the site and enjoy her work. Soul Poetry, thank you very much for coming on the show. Closing out the show with Shall We Enjoy the Silence, which is so very important for closing out the show.
Thank you very much.
It is real. And this is Featured Indie Friday, presents Sindran Maruat, a.k.a. Soul Poetry. And we do this each and every Friday. I'd like to thank everybody once again. Stay blessed and unstressed, y'all. Y'all already know how we do it right here on the Starship Smelly Prize. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. Stay blessed and have a great weekend. That's real.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Soundless words are screamed. Unformed thoughts vibrate. And I hear the music from this beast. The air is heavy but lively. The dance floor is inviting. And I will dance with you tonight. Your hand is coming closer now. Will it lead me to the heart of space? Shall we enjoy the silence for once? And if the music is still playing, God will turn it into tears of delight. Smiling gestures flutter around. The purity of your face tonight dazzles my senses, numbs my tongue. Oh, I will dance with you before long. Your eyes shall meet mine for a while, then the dance floor will be ours. Our lips are coming closer now. Will our kiss make me feel the heart of space? Shall we enjoy the silence for once? And if the music is still playing, God will turn it into tears of delight. Yes, I shall enjoy the silence, even for the shortest dance.